Charles Darrow had a great new board game he sold to Parker Brothers, Monopoly. The only problem was, Charles didn't invent the game. Rather, it was a lady from Macomb, Illinois, who not only created it, but held a patent on it. So what happened when she went to Parker Brothers? The story is part of our Best of 2021 series on the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In 1903, Lizzie McGee of Macomb, Illinois, filed a patent on a board game called The Landlord's Game.
Incidentally, it's the plat of the board game itself, and Monopoly itself is really, really similar to our downtown square. The jail used to be in the corner. Now, we don't know that Maggie based that on here, but the coincidence is interesting.
But as Jock Headblade explains, Maggie's Landlord's Game was discovered by a man named Charles Darrow, who saw a hand-created version of the game somewhere.
He discovered this board game, and he went in and dressed it up, based it on Atlantic City, and went and sold it to Parker Brothers. And he called it Monopoly. I don't even think the guy was stealing it from Lizzie. He didn't know any better. It was almost like, you know, there was this just game out there.
Lizzie saw Parker Brothers' new game of Monopoly, which was obviously inspired by her game.
Lizzie had patented it. Few people were able to do that, but she was able to patent that game and prove that she had invented it. So what Parker Brothers did was they struck a deal with her. They gave her $500 for the game, and then they allowed her to then release a couple of other games that nobody's heard of.
As you enter the town of Macomb, you'll see the signs honoring this lady as the inventor of one of the most popular board games ever created.
We're planning on trying to take our downtown square and actually maybe make it the world's largest Monopoly game. But we're working on different ways right now to kind of pay tribute to Elizabeth Maggie. And this is a strong woman that was so, so far ahead of her time and was doing things that women weren't supposed to do that men were doing from the encouragement of her father.
Look for this town to continue to honor Lizzie's piece of history, along with many other interesting stories that have originated here. Traveling the countryside in Macomb, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.